News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, Copper, when I sent you the audio clips, by the way, I had two clip twos. You see that second clip two? If you would go ahead and get that ready for me, it's only a 20-second clip.
Okay.
But yeah, just grab that other one, the one that came out of the Georgia. You see what I'm talking about there on the...
Yep. Need
to go? All right, good deal. Yeah, she'll get that one ready. Hey, listen, folks, while she's doing that, I got to tell you, ZLA Solutions, man, they are kicking it. ZLA Solutions, they are one of our team members from the very beginning, been with us since the day that Right Side Radio started, and they are one of the best around at putting people back to work. I mean, these folks are so good at what they do. ZLA Solutions, what they're specialized in is everything it takes to get your business like really streamlined. They can do your logistics issues. They can do your quality control. But they're really, their bread and butter is also staffing. So number one, if you're looking for a job, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. You can find individual jobs posted all over the place. Some of them, they told me the other day, they've got jobs right now posted at $20 an hour, a lot of them with benefits. And then at the same time, if you're an employer and you're looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, yep, go to ZLAUSA.com. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. They can find you a workforce and get them in place and get you up and going. So, folks, I'm just telling you, ZLA Solutions, they like to say, by the way, at ZLA, we don't make it. We just make it better. And they do. They will do whatever it takes to help make you better and put people back to work. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Check them out. So, gas tax. Is it possible to freeze a gas tax when it's already in place? The answer to that is yes. The answer to that is decidedly yes. Anything the legislature can enact, it can unact. Anything the legislature can put in place, it can modify. Anything like that can be done. It just requires the will of the legislative body to do it. Copper, you already good on clip two? You good to go there? Okay, I see it. Listen, it's happening right now in other states. How about directly to our east in Georgia? Play clip two.
From the Georgia State Capitol, Governor Kemp has just announced on Twitter the Georgia House of Representatives have voted unanimously to temporarily suspend the state gas tax in light of the skyrocketing prices. It is moving to the state Senate next, and Governor Kemp says he will sign off on it as soon as the senators pass it.
Well,
there you go. I mean, this is very brief. You can shut it off. The very brief synopsis there. But I just played that for you because... it's happening, and it's happening right next door. Now, every state has their own laws. Every state has their own means and methods by which they deal with statutory or constitutional issues. But they're not so different that it can't be done. If Michigan can do it, if California can pursue it, if Florida can do it, if Georgia can do it, if Maryland can do it, and by the way, all of them are, then it just really comes down to leadership. That's what it comes down to. Do they want to, and do they have the will to? Do they have the ability to push? And right now, what you're seeing is a pretty lackluster level of effort towards anything that seems to provide real relief. They're providing some limited relief. I got some stories here that I'll bring up to you right after the next break, talking about machinations in the State House. And there's some things that I'm glad they're doing, like doing away with the business privilege tax, but that's a very small tax by comparison, and it doesn't affect everybody. But a gas tax? Everybody has to buy gas, and everybody has to buy groceries. And when you look at the fact that we tax groceries as one of only 13 states in the entire nation that taxes them at all, and we are only one of three states that taxes groceries at the highest possible rate that the state could allow for sales tax, yeah, that puts us in a different category. And then when you add on to that, that in the middle of all that's going on, we've got a gas tax that was just implemented, and 10 cents on every gallon that you're paying for right now is a new tax. We pay 28 cents of gas tax per gallon in the state of Alabama right now. And like Senator Stutch said, every 2 years it can go up another penny without ever having to be voted on by the legislature. All they got to do is sit back and watch it escalate and count the money. But right now, they're apparently not willing to do a thing about it. They're not willing to move it in a place that's going to benefit you at a time when you need it. And what we should have right now is at the very least an open debate about doing so. And I'm confused as to why they wouldn't. All right, listen, we're moving into the final half hour. Drive time is upon us. Folks are getting the car keys ready, and I know it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll come right back with more on State House machinations. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. By the way, I just looked over and saw the big screen on in the studio here, and I don't know what was going on, but Judge Jeanine and Geraldo Rivera were going at it. I'm talking about she was banging her hand on the table and yelling at him, and he was getting that whole frumpy look like, people should listen to me, why don't they listen to me? I don't know what that was about, but I'm going to have to check it out later. All right, listen, a lot of things going on right now in the Alabama State House. And I'll just tell you from personal experience, this is that time when it gets weird. And when things start passing easily, that's when it gets a little scary. We used to have a saying that nothing good happens when love breaks out in the Senate. All right, so what you don't want to have happen is people go, oh, it's okay, you know, this is going to help the guy out, give him a vote. No, you don't want that, man. You want debate on some of these bills. I mean, and because here's one of the procedural things that happens, just so y'all know. They do a thing called using the previous roll, and because it takes time to call the actual roll on every single bill. Now, you look at that and go, Phil, I want them to get past to call the roll. Yes. So in the Senate, they have to call the roll because it's only 35. In the House, they actually have a push button, yes, no, or abstain button on their desk because there's 105 of them, and every single bill would take forever if they didn't do it that way. That being said, what very often happens in the state Senate is if you're working on what's considered to be a non-controversial calendar, in other words, it's bills that do not have opposition to the extent that anyone knows, then they'll come up and they'll pass the first bill, and it may pass by a margin. Let's say there's 35 senators. Let's say there's 33 present that day, and it passes by a vote of 33-0. Okay, great. The next bill that comes up, whoever it is at the podium who sponsored the bill says, will say something along the lines of, this bill is Senate Bill so-and-so. This is the bill that does this, that, and the other. Y'all know we've debated this before. My understanding is there is no controversy or opposition to the bill. Look around the room, double check that, make sure everybody's raising their hands, and say, well, if that being the case, then I would move for third reading being dispensed with and using the previous roll without objection. What that means is, if it was 33-0 with all certain names in the last vote, those same names go in 33-0 on the next vote, and they just use the previous roll as a, and they'll literally say, and I was always last in alphabetical order as Williams, so they would always start off by saying, Senator Albritton, Senator Williams, and then it would announce using previous roll a vote of 33-0, and then it would receive final passage. Okay, I just gave you like inside baseball. That's how things work. That's okay. That's okay. I don't mind that, especially when you know you've got a calendar in front of you. It's when things happen like, and I saw this happen more than once, you have to be very careful. You can be sitting there on the Senate floor, and one of the pages will come to you and say, Senator Williams, there's constituents in your office that want to see you. The thing that you'd better do at that point is walk up to the desk and say, please take me off the roll. I'll be down the hall. I don't want my name attached to a bill that I'm not aware of. And so you walk down the hall to see your constituents, and you come back. If you don't do that, they might move to a different calendar while you're out of the room. And you could be sitting there and find out that you just passed a tax and you weren't even in the room. Well, you don't want that to happen. So a responsible way of handling things at every single moment is to always be present for the votes. If for some reason you can't be present, because once in a while real things do happen, is to take your name off the roll so they can't use your name to pass things that you weren't present for. All right, I'm not sure why I said all that. I guess partly because we are in that place in the end of the session when they get tired, and I get it. It gets tiring. It gets exhausting. It also gets boring sometimes. And you also get tired of hearing people yammer about their bills that you don't like anyway. And so that being said, you got to watch, because this is when they try to start sneaking bills in. Here's one of the things that can happen too. I have seen this happen. You're on the floor of the Senate and you look around and realize, those six guys who were opposed to my bill are not in the room. Well, well, well. And by the way, there's usually a gentleman's agreement not to do this. And if you want to make some people mad and shut the place down, this is how you do it. And somebody, I've seen it happen though. Somebody walks up to the podium and says, in fact, this is the way my recollection is, this is how the first year that medical marijuana came up, this is how it got final passage in the Senate. If you remember, there was this big thing, the Senate passed medical marijuana. It's a new day in Alabama. The liberal media was freaking out. All right. Well, the machination was that the bill sponsor, Senator Melson, actually went up to the podium, realized that there's a lot of people that weren't in the room yet because it was a brand new start of the day. They hadn't even finished barely calling roll. He went up and did this. He went up and did a procedural move where you say, Mr. President, my recollection is that Senate Bill 1 has been carried over at the call of the chair. I would like that bill called up, please, now out of order. If the chair agrees, then they call the bill up. And you could say, Mr. President, using the previous roll, I would like to go ahead and move for final passage being third reading being dispensed with using the previous roll. And if you're not in the room, or if there's not enough people to oppose it, they can pass that bill without you being in the room. That stuff happens. And we've got to watch that. Now, at the end of the session, that's when the sneaky stuff happens. That's when the stuff you don't want to have happen happens. That's when bills that are dangerous because they've been put aside and debated and they weren't going to pass suddenly somehow get life when someone is willing to filibuster everything else to get their way and somebody gives in to them. All right. So you're in the last basically 8 legislative days after today. Now, 8 legislative days can stretch out a little bit. They typically do 2 legislative days a week, meaning they go down there, they spend 1 day in committees, 2 days in the chamber voting on bills, 3 days a week because it's a part-time legislature, and they come back the next week and do it again. So if you got 8 legislative days left, you may have 4 weeks of time. I do believe they have a spring break coming up, but the end result of this is you got 4 weeks of time at most left in the legislature. And what you don't want to see is total love break out. Because when total love breaks out, that's when bad things happen. And you don't want total laziness to break out either. All right, listen, one of the things that is not, that is a big deal right now too, it's a little disappointing that this is what they've got. Now, I'm pleased with this. Senator Tom Butler, right here in the listening area, Republican from Madison, had Senate Bill 290. Senate Bill 290 just passed, by the way. The Senate has passed it. This is a bill that would do away with the business privilege tax. Now, it's not a big tax. It's about a $25 million win for the taxpayers, but not everybody. It's if you own a business. And you know the deal. It's a tax. Basically, you have to pay a tax for the privilege of having your own business. So if you, you know, own your mom and pop shop or you own a multi-million dollar corporation, you pay a tax. Well, they're doing away with it. Okay, that's great. By the way, I'm good with that. Kudos to them. I would point out that this is not going to impact a lot of people. This is going to impact some. It's also going to impact those who have businesses that their entities are not doing any business right now, but they don't want to do away with it, but they still have to pay tax for the privilege of having the name of a business still on the rolls. So all that to say, you've got a business privilege tax that has just been done away with by the Alabama legislature or the Alabama Senate. We're not quite done yet. It's got to go to the House. But I applaud them for making that move, and I hope that they get the thing officially done away with. All right, let me do this. I got to tell you guys real quickly, Just Love Coffee Cafe. Before we go to the break, I got to tell you, Just Love Coffee Cafe has been just kicking it. I mean, you had Snowmageddon the other day, right? What a great time to get a hot cup of mochaccino or cappuccino, excuse me, or a hot cup of mocha. They've got, so Just Love Coffee Cafe is way more than just coffee. I mean, certainly they've got all of the drip coffees, you know, the they can freshly grind it. They can make you a steaming cup of black, dry, or a light roast, medium roast, dark roast. They can also do cold brews. They got the frappes and they got their nitro. They got the classics like, you know, espressos, lattes, cappuccinos, mochas, Americanos. But then they've got food, y'all. Oh my gosh, they got food. You know they have chicken quesadillas? Oh yes, they do. Flour tortilla, grilled chicken, pepper jack cheese, tomatoes, peppers, onions, jalapenos, served with a side of sour cream and salsa. Or you can get a classic club, roast beef, turkey, bacon, pepper jack cheese, provolone, lettuce and tomato, toasted sourdough bread, served with chips, a pickle spear, and a side of sun-dried jalapeno mayo. Anyway, what I'm saying is this. They got all the great coffees, but they got great food. They got good breakfast, waffles, all kinds of omelets. They got all kinds of stuff. Two locations, Hughes Road in Madison out by City Hall, and then you've also got the one on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. I know, hang in there, Copper. You're hungry. It's almost time. Don't worry. We're getting there.
It sounds so but, good.
It's designed to sound good. But yeah, Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison out by City Hall and South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. You check them out. Tell them you heard about it here on Right Side Radio. All right, Copper, take us to a break. We'll come back and wrap things up for the day. Sure was good to be back in the saddle. Appreciate this audience full of Right Side Ruffians. Thank you for last Thursday night being a great night where I got to meet so many of you. We'll come back right here in just a minute. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, yep, just plain right. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Time now is 4:53 PM. Be safe on that afternoon drive home. The roads are wet. Hey, let me tell you, too, by the way, the temperatures are changing. If you haven't noticed, it's not quite as cold, even though it snowed last weekend. We're looking at warmer weather coming up in the days to come. Yeah, we're right in that place where you don't know what to wear in the morning. But what's happening, though, is we're moving towards that warmer weather, and you need to get your heat and air system kind of ready for the warm weather season. So Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, right here in the area, serves Huntsville, Madison, all the surrounding areas. They are your one-stop shop for all your HVAC needs, whether it be gas or electric, and they're open 6 days a week. Oh, yeah. They can help you out on a Saturday if something goes wrong on a Friday night. So Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, a locally owned, veteran-owned small business. Check them out at 256-225-7311. That's 256-225-7311. And please tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Hey, I got a caller online. Oh, yeah, it's Jeff from Indiana. Let me grab line one real quick before I run out of time. Hey, Jeff, Phil Williams, how you doing today, man?
Doing great, Phil.
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, have you noticed anything about the gas spike?
I've noticed a lot of things about it, but what in particular?
I haven't heard anybody blaming the big oil companies.
Oh, they stopped. They stopped blaming big oil. I mean, they're blaming Putin now.
Yeah, I mean, this is the first time I've ever heard, you know, people at the pump and my friends and everything usually, oh, you know, gas this, gas that, you know, it's all the company's fault and everything. I haven't heard anybody say a word about them this time.
Yeah, they were at first. At first, I remember hearing the Biden administration, I think it was Jen Psaki, saying, well, why don't you talk to the oil companies, because they can drill more if they want to. They've got the leases. But what they're really doing now is they're shifting gears to Putin and trying to blame everything, including inflation, on Putin, which is just, you know, only a small piece of the overall picture.
I'm not talking about the government, though. I'm talking about people like you and me. I haven't heard any of my friends or anybody else say anything about the big oil. And usually they always gripe, you know, it's big old's fault, you know.
You know, that's a great point. You know what? I hadn't thought about it that way. I was thinking in terms of what I'm hearing from the government, but you're right. In terms of just the man on the street kind of stuff, yeah, I don't know that I have either. That's a great point, Jeff. Yeah. Speaking of which, where's
well, you know
where's,
how it is. A friend in need is a friend indeed.
Yeah. Yes. Where's diesel for you right now, brother?
Oh, it's about 520, I think, somewhere. I think last place I filled up was about 520.
So you make that route
from
Indiana.
I go through 100 gallons a
gallon. Yeah, you make that route from Indiana down through Alabama all the time. Where's your best gas price?
there isn't any.
Oh, God.
It's all about the same.
Oh, that's depressing. Right, man.
But you know,
be careful on the roads, bro. Do what?
Have a good one, Phil.
You too, buddy. All right. Yeah, Jeff from Indiana. Boy, he has to burn some diesel pretty much on the roads all the time. And gee, my daddy, it's listen, if the price of gas goes through the roof, everything else does too. Because, you know, I read somewhere once, and I think it's true, something like 79% of all of the goods that we consume, whether it be foodstuffs or, you know, hard goods, durables, even cars, they all get shipped over the road by trucks. If trucks are having to pay more, they can't just absorb the cost. They have to pass it on to us. Everything costs more because gas costs more. So trickle-down economics trickles up, too. And if you find the one indicator there, man, I'll tell you what, too, when you combine that with the supply chain issues, like the jammed up ports and the lack of ability to get people back to work in those ports for the longest time, and then you have the overburdensome regulation that makes it more difficult. Like in California right now, you can't have a truck that's older than 10 years old. So I guess you either stop working there or you have to buy a new truck. Well, what do you think you do with the cost of that? You have to pass that on. It's unreal, and it's absolutely ridiculous. All right, listen, by the way, I did hear, let me go back real quick to the issue of what's happening in the State House in Alabama. We do have one school choice bill that made it out of committee and actually got a vote in the Senate today. Just saw breaking news a moment ago. This is really a text from a friend that the Alabama State Senate just passed the, it's called the Accountability Act Enhancement. The Alabama Accountability Act Enhancement Bill passed by a vote of 23-2 in the Senate, meaning that there were 10 senators not voting. I'm not sure why that would be. They might have just been, you know, on other business, but it's only Tuesday, so you'd think there wouldn't be 10 missing. But the Accountability Act Enhancement passed 23-2 in the state Senate. Let's see if we can get it going anywhere in the House. Wouldn't that be amazing to see something done for school choice, no matter how small? All right, folks, listen, lots more where this came from tomorrow. You guys be safe on the road as you're driving home tonight. And just know this, that we're going to continue in this show to do everything we can to keep you informed. Because what we want you to remember at all given times is that, yes, things happen and we can't always control it. But like Charlene always says, they got to remember there's more of us than there are of them. There are more of us than there are of them. You got to find these issues, take a look at them, pick the one that is your chosen and just start, y'all. Just start. Just get in it. Just get in it neck deep and go at it and begin making a difference inside your bubble, inside your sphere. That's how things move. So, folks, listen, we're going to continue to entertain, empower, educate, and enlighten you on the show every single day. I'm glad to be back with you. Y'all have a great night. Coming up next, you got Mark Levin, the great one. Copper and I back tomorrow, too. Y'all have a good night.